We are now joined by NASCAR Camping World Truck Series regular season champion, Johnny Sauter, as well as the winner of the UNOH 200. Congratulations, Johnny. We'll go ahead and open it up to questions. We'll go to Caleb, then Jerry.
Caleb Whistler kicking the tires on that. Johnny, at Texas, you said that you don't want your team to become complacent with all the wins that you guys racked up before Texas. How have you done that, and how much motivation does going into the playoffs give you guys?
Well, I think, last week was the ultimate kick in the pants for me, and been beating myself up pretty hard all week, and I was like, we're going to go to Bristol, and we got to win this thing. So, I don't think anybody ever got complacent. I think we got off our game a little bit at Kentucky, and Eldora is always tough for me. But, I got a couple of pit road speeding penalties, one at Pocono, two violations at Kentucky. And I was like, boy, you better pull it together. And then last week I was like, you really better pull it together. So, the guys are doing a good job, doing a great job. Can't thank GMS enough for everything. Obviously GMS Fabrication was on the truck tonight with a cool paint scheme. And, we just keep digging, and winning races is the ultimate. And there's nothing in the world that feels as good as this, especially at a place like Bristol. This is so cool. I know things had to work out a little bit for us to get the win, but we fought hard all night and found ourselves in position, and that's what it takes sometimes. So we just got to keep her going. And, the Chase racetracks are all really good racetracks for us, so I feel really good about the stretch.
Jerry Jordan kicking the tires on that in PRN. Where's your other trophy?
It's here somewhere. So, I got a lot of trophies tonight. I got one for the championship and two for the win tonight and a sword, all kinds of stuff. So a lot of hardware tonight, but I'll take it. This is so cool. I mean, I consider myself a short track guy. And to get a short track win at a historic place like this where I've, finished second before and have raced here for so many years, this is the ultimate. This is such a cool place, and I'm just pumped up right now.
I was going to say, I don't have it, so I was just making on another note, but you go out there and you kind of put an exclamation mark on the regular season with this win tonight. What does that mean for you going into the playoffs, and what kind of momentum, or if that's a good word or not, but going through to the final race?
Well, somebody asked me earlier tonight, they're like, you're going to race tonight? You got the championship locked up. I'm like, well, yeah, duh, that's what we're here to do. So, it was great. I think we finished second in both first and second stage, and then, you get the win. So, just a shot in the arm, momentum boost. To me, the coolest thing about it all is the bonus points for the win tonight. Obviously, the bonus points for the regular season championship, and then, the four wins prior to this. So, I feel like we've got a good little bit of a base there. I'm not a road race expert by any means. And so Talladega's in that first round, so I feel pretty good about where we're at, but we still got to race hard, and we intend on doing that. I know we've built a brand new speedway truck to go to Talladega, and GMS speedway stuff's always been wicked fast. So we just have to execute and keep digging and just keep everybody on the same page, which I got a great group of guys. They're all about my age. I call them middle-aged men. So we have a good time. We all get along great, and they know what they need to do when they get to the racetrack. So there's another old guy named Crafton. But, it's just everybody knows their role, and they keep doing it. So that's what we have to do right now to keep digging. Yeah, I'm sure he was. Yeah.
We'll come over here to Bob.
Bob Pocker, ESPN. How are you going to keep yourself busy during this first round, which kind of lasts 7 weeks with all the off weeks between the races?
Well, do some short track. Well, actually, I hope to go test my short track car some. I've been struggling this year a little bit with qualifying speed, but the thing hauls the mail in the race. So hopefully I get to work on that. Obviously, my kids will be going back to school pretty quick here, so hopefully get to drive them back and forth to school every day. Obviously, spend some time at the shop, continue to work out, exercise, try to get myself in better shape for the stretch. Just get prepared mentally, I think, is the biggest deal. But, my short track stuff is something that keeps me sane. I've talked about it before, and I got to get that going better. I think if we didn't have that huge point bonus, it might be a little bit more exhausting. But you know, if we can come out of Canada next week with a decent finish, you know, that'll hopefully make the month off there or whatever it is, a couple weeks off, a little bit easier. But you know, when you're riding momentum like we are right now, you want to keep going to the racetrack. So you hate to see breaks like that sometimes when things are going the way you want them to go, but that's the way the schedule is laid out. And but I don't know, the racetracks we're going to are really good racetracks. I can't wait to get to Vegas. I felt like we were so close there in the spring, and Talladega has been decent to me over the last few years. So it's just part of the deal. You got to get over it.
We'll go over to Jacob on your right.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. Mike Beam was in here a little bit ago, and I asked him if tonight was a statement for you and for this team, and he kind of chuckled because he said, I don't know if it's a statement or not, because they spend so much time, you know, each week trying to go out and prove that same thing. Did you feel tonight as an extra shot across the bow to everybody else, or is this the kind of performance you hope you go out and every single race step on their throats?
Yeah, I mean, that's I always say races are won and lost on Monday and Tuesday, and what you see on the weekend is a product of that effort. And you know, GMS is an organization. I mean, they're working hard and you know, building new stuff and GMS fabrication. We're doing all our own chassis, bodies, everything in house. So I think Mike's right when he says we try to do that every week, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. So I know we spent a lot of time last night with my engineer going over notes, setup stuff. Last weekend we were up pretty late the night before the race, just going through a lot of stuff. Just, and last week was wholesale changes. I mean, we're talking inches on the track bar, all kinds of stuff before the race, and the thing just took off. So I feel like, and I don't want to jinx myself, but I feel like when we're off, we somehow seem to always wrangle it in and get the best out of it. So, and it's just effort, you know what I mean? And Mike preaches that a lot. It's effort, you know, you get out what you put in. So having said that, I think struggling a couple of weeks there, especially for me, making mistakes. I hate it when I'm the guy that makes a mistake, and it really just makes you hone in on what you're doing and focus and make sure you don't screw up. Like I said, I got a older group. I shouldn't say older, but a group of guys that, you know, they come here to race to win. You know, it's and they're working hard at it, and it makes it fun for me to be able to get in that stuff and drive it.
Are there any other questions? Matt
Weaver, Auto Week. First of all, where all do you plan to take your super this year during your break, the rest of the year?
Well, I got invited to that late model challenge for guys that have won some races this year. Yeah, at IRP. And I don't know if I'm going to go to that or not. Bob Dillner gave me till tomorrow to make up my mind. So I got to get with that. But, you know, I plan to do some testing at lacrosse, hopefully. You know, like I said, I've been struggling a little bit, but, you know, 2 weeks ago, that Dixieland 250 on that Tuesday night, I was three-way battle for the lead, just got where I wanted to be halfway through the race, and I ran out of gas, so I got nobody to blame but myself for that one. So, you know, I take a lot of pride in building that stuff. I build it from the ground up. I do everything pretty much myself, and when I struggle with it, I take that kind of stuff personally. So I got to work at it, and I got to figure it out, and it's never been this kind of a struggle for me before, so it's kind of a new challenge. But probably go to lacrosse and test for sure, and maybe be at IRP for that showdown deal.
So regarding the playoffs, you've been around long enough that you've been through the regular season format, now this version of the playoffs. Do you enjoy the pressure cooker mentality of always having to go out and get the job done?
Well, I don't know if I enjoy it, but I pretty much have to like it, because that's the way it is. So you know, sitting here the way we are now, I mean, with the point lead that we would have in the regular season points, it wouldn't hurt my feelings if they decided not to do the chase this year, but that's not going to happen. So we just, yeah, I mean, pressure's good. I think it's a good motivator. You know, I always feel like I put more pressure on myself to do well than anybody's going to put on me. So at the end of the day, we can only do our best. And if we do what we know we should do and execute, use our resources that we have available to us, you know, I feel like we'll put up a good fight, and that's all you can ask for.
All right. Are there any other questions? Also, Johnny, you mentioned playoff points. Just for the record, you have 42 playoff points. You're the top seed, and second behind you is Brett Moffitt with 27.
I'll take it. I like it. So, all right. Thank you.
I think that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.